Hari Padmanabha Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Today we continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, status quo, chapter 9, Brahma's prayers for creative energy. And today we're going to continue reading the purport to text number 10. And we again can chant the Sanskrit verse. Ajna prata apritarta karana nishinishaya sana Ajna apritarta karana nishinishaya sana Nana manoratha diyakshana bhagna nidra Daiva hartara chanarishayo Daiva hartara chanarishayo pideva Yushmat prasanga vimukha iha samsaranti Ajñar pritarta karana nishinishayana Nana manoratha diyakshana bhagna nidra Daiva hatartha rachana rishayo pideva Yusmat prasanga vimukha iha samsaranti Please chant.
Thank you.
Thank you. So since we read this verse yesterday, I just read the word meaning just to remind. Agni during the daytime, aprita engaged, artha distressing engagement, karanaha senses, nishi all night, at night, nishayana insomnia, nana various, manoratha mental speculations, diya by intelligence, kshana constantly, bhagna broken, nidraha sleep, daiva superhuman, ahata artha frustrated, rachanaha plans, Vishayaha, great sages, Api, also, Deva, oh, my lord, Yushmat, your lordships, Prasanga, topic, Vimukaha, turned against, Iha, in this material world, Samsaranti, do rotate. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Such non-devotees engage their senses in very troublesome and extensive work, and they suffer insomnia at night because their intelligence constantly breaks their sleep with various mental speculations. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Even great sages, if they are against your transcendental topics, must rotate in this material world. And today we're going to continue the purport, since it's very lengthy. So we're going to continue whatever Janardhan Maharaj stopped. We continue with the therefore. Therefore, no one can manufacture any system of religion without the principle of devotional service to the Lord. As we find in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the initiator of religious principles is the Lord Himself. In Bhagavad Gita also we find that the Lord condemns all forms of religion other than that which entails the process of surrendering unto the Supreme. Any system which leads one to the devotional service of the Lord is nothing else, is actually a religion or philosophy. And nothing else is actually a religion or philosophy. In the sixth canto, we find the following statements by Yamaraj, the controller of all unfaithful living entities. Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, navai vidurishayo napi devaha, na siddha mukhya asura manushya, kuto nu vidya dhara charana dayaha. Svayambhur Narada Shambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manu, Prahlada Janako Bhishmo, Balir Vayasaki Vayam, Dvadashaite Vijanimo, Dharmam Bhagavatam Bhataha, Guhyam Vishudham Durbodham, Yam Gyatvamritam Ashnute. The principles of religion are initiated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one else, including the sages and demigods, can manufacture any such principles. Since even great sages and demigods are unauthorized to inaugurate such principles of religion, what to speak of others, the so-called mystics, demons, human beings, vidyadharas and charanas, living in the lower planets? 12 personalities, Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma, Bali, Shukadev Goswami and Yamaraja are agents of the Lord authorized to speak and propagate their principles of religion. Bhagavatam 6:3:19-21. The principles of religion are not open to any ordinary living entity. They are just to bring the human being onto the platform of morality. Nonviolence, etc. are necessary for misguided persons, because unless one is moral and nonviolent, one cannot understand the principles of religion. To understand what is actually religion and is very difficult, even if one is situated in the principles of morality and nonviolence. It is very confidential because as soon as one is conversant with the real principle of religion, he is at once liberated to the eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Therefore, one who is not situated in the principles of devotional service to the Lord should not pose himself as a religious leader of the innocent public. The Ishopanishad emphatically forbids this nonsense in the following mantra: Anham tamah pravishanti ye sambhutim upasate tato bhuya ivate tamo ya u sambhutaya rataha. Sambhutyam rataha. Ishopanishad mantra 12. A person in ignorance of the principles of religion, who therefore does nothing in the matter of religion, is far better than the person who misguides others in the name of religion without reference to the factual religious principles of devotional service. Such so-called leaders of religion are surely to be condemned by Brahma and other great authorities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritamina Tasma Shri Grave Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'm seeking your blessings, dear devotees, in order to glorify Krishna and Vaishnavas properly, and also give me the blessings to use the proper English words because I'm very bad in that. I can understand, you know, it's Srila Prabhupada made a really huge task translating from one foreign language to another foreign language, because Sanskrit language wasn't his native language. And English wasn't his language either. So every time when I sit and read Srila Prabhupada's books, I always remember how much energy he put. And we should always think about that Srila Prabhupada's mercy on us. So. Today I'm going to continue the topic where Janardhan Maharaj left, or he touched a little bit at the end of his class yesterday about the false religion. And I thought I would make this topic and elaborate about this topic. It's actually a very interesting topic to me too. Some time ago I made some conspect about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work on 13th Apasampradayas. And we're gonna touch that too. We're gonna explain different deviations, Apasampradayas. Because usually, you know, when the great souls or Lord Himself leaves the planet, the deviations start little by little. Even when Lord Chaitanya left, immediately some deviation started and people start manufacturing new religions, deviations, false religions, like we read here in the purport today. So, and I was thinking about that I read some different books and materials, gathering the information. So, you know what, because that in the purport we have a mantra 12 of Ishopanishad. I read this Ishopanishad, I studied that Ishopanishad, and actually Each Upanishad is really vast knowledge opened, Srila Prabhupada opened in his purport to the Each Upanishad. If you read the Each Upanishad, it's really perfect book, even though it's so small, but so much information in the Each Upanishad. So in the Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada writes, we're going to describe different point of view, how Srila Prabhupada described deviations, the starts of a new religion, and we're going to describe a little bit touch of Srila Jiva Goswami, how he described the deviations in his from his point of view. So Srila Prabhupada explains in, I believe, in 10th mantra of Shish Upanishad, he said that the root cause of all the deviations and false religions is Dambha, or pride. Pride is like a root cause, but you know, from that root cause, all different, from the plant, different kinds of leaves start growing, growing and growing. So the Dambha or pride, another meaning of the pride or Dambha also Srila Prabhupada described as hypocrisy. So this is the beginning of the false religion. And what's the definition of the true religion? Who can tell me? What's the definition of true religion? It's explained in Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter. Right, that's true. Yatma prut suprasidati. That's the definition. Thank you, Mataji. Very good. So, savai pumsa parodharma. So, paradharma. Paradharma is pure and selfless. Pure and selfless. This is two most important words in this shloka. True religion, it should be pure and selfless. This is the definition of religion. So, and the false religion. The false religion is a combination of, the false religion occurs when a person tries to find the compromise between selfish desire and higher goal. So this is kind of combination of this. Because, you know, the higher goal is very attractive to the spiritual people, very attractive, but still we have material desire, we have a selfish desires, but we see that the goal is very high. And you know how the false religion born? When I see that goal, but I can't reach that goal, and in my mind start to invent all kinds of hypocrisy, how to reach it cheaply, sahajiya. So, and you know what? Each of us potentially could be a deviator, or we can start false religion. You know why? Because we all have a goal, highest goal, but we have all of us have a material desires. So, at the end, we will explain what the antidote of this. So please stay tuned till the end. So you would know how not to to be prey of that, because you know spiritual life is very difficult. You know, we have a higher goal, but as explained Srila Prabhupada in his purports, or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I guess it's, he said that spiritual life is like what laser's edge, right? So a little bit this way, a little bit this way, and you can cut, and you can deviate easily, and you deviate not. I mean, if it's explained here in this purport, it's We're gonna explain only 13, but you know, it's like three gunas of material world. When they mix with each other, it's thousands and thousands and millions different mutations of that gunas, right? Different millions of gunas, even though it's only three. A Christianic word, heresy. So all these heresies are crossing of selfish desire with the higher purpose, and various mutations occur. It's crossings, right? The name English word crossings, when you mix different plants, different types of plants with something, yeah, or different kinds of dogs or cats. How you call it? Crossings? Is that correct?
Huh?
Crossbreeding, correct. Crossbreeding. When you make a crossbreeding. So when you make a crossbreeding with the higher goal and your material desires, all these false religions starts going on. So this, each and every one of us, we know, even in our society, suddenly that we had some examples of deviations and false leaders in New Vrindavan, yeah? They start mixturing Vaishnavism with the Christianity, and this kind of mixed ended up in very bad mutation. So the pride. So we have all this pride, right? We all have a pride because we ended up here in this material world. We wanted to become God. That's why we are here. We are God. But we're thinking that we are God. We are not God. Sorry. Okay, so, but in spiritual life, in order to adhere properly to this process, in spiritual life we have three authorities that we must adhere in order to get desired success, real goal. And what are these three authorities?
Guru,
Sadhu, and Shastra, right. So these three authorities is Guru, Sadhu, and Shastras. And but you know, when this Guru, Sadhu, and Shastras we accept not wholeheartedly but half-heartedly, the deviation starts. If we somehow as start to minimize Guru or minimize Shastra, or minimize sadhus, deviation begins. So that's why, in order to achieve desired goal, success in spiritual life, we accept wholeheartedly these three authorities, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastras. So now we're going to talk about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's 13 Sampradaya. You probably know it's very famous work of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's one deviation, he explained. One deviation is Prakriti Sahajya. And this Prakriti Sahajya has 12 other branches coming from that Sahajya, Prakriti Sahajya. So, the definition of Prakriti Sahajya is that when one thinks that I can get Krishna cheaply even though I'm not qualified, and I can enter into Krishna's Leela without purifying my heart and senses. And I think I can, well, Krishna, I can talk to him, I can do whatever. So imitation of the pure devotees. So this is the main definition of Prakriti Sahaja. And another 12 is like mixture, you know, Neda. Nedas is a mixture of teachings of Lord Chaitanya with the Buddhists. So it's a mutations Lord Chaitanya's teachings with the Buddhist philosophy. The Vedas, from Sanskrit word bald, bald or bold? Bald, bald, Neda. During Lord Chaitanya's time, when the Buddhist was converted into Vaishnavism, some of them still keeping that Buddhist tradition. they kept this attachment to the Buddhist philosophy, and still they didn't give up completely. They give up half-heartedly and accept half-heartedly. This is Neda, deviation. The second one is, in order, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, it was a long time, many years back I made this conspect. Another one is ati-vati. Ati-vati means too much devotion, too great, ati-vati. So it's from Bengali, yeah? Ati-vati, Bengali. Mm-hmm. So ati-vati is a narcissism. You understand what that means, narcissism? Narcissism, they only care about themselves. Nothing else. They don't care about shastras, don't care about sadhus, gurus. I'm the great. Another one, one point about narcissism, they're also fighters with the heresy. Because they think they can correct everybody. They're fighters with the heresy. I can fight, I know better than you. I'm ati-vati. So this is deviation. Another one is daraveshi. Daraveshi it's a mixture of teachings of Lord Chaitanya with the Muslim religion. Another deviation with the Muslim religion. And darveshi is from Persian words. Dar means door, and bitan. Bitan means bag. So in other words, it's like sannyasis. They go door to door, begging for alms and living on that alms, but they're not practicing spiritual life. Then they don't care about. They're not strict. So this is a mixture. It's similar to Sufism, Sufis. So another one is Kartabaja. Kartabaja means from Sanskrit word karta means master, bhaja, worship. So another way, they worship only karta, the master, their guru. They don't care about others. They just the funny things. The funny things about Kartabaja, the followers of the Kartabaja sect, they consider their guru to be God. And the funny thing when they think, so whatever guru uses, they can use after the guru as a Mahaprasad. So there was a bad culture of this in this Kartabaja. When the couple marries, the wife, the first honeymoon night goes to the guru and he makes a Mahaprasad out of her. So after guru enjoyed this girl, this man can enjoy as a Mahaprasada. So this is kind of deviation. All right, so, and they think also, is the guru represent Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva? So this is kind of a mixture of jnana and yoga. So another one is Tudadari. Tudadari means those who carry the crown. Another way, they imitate Krishna. They imitate Krishna and they dance with the gopis, kind of, with a bunch of women they dance. Chudadari. From the, if you translate from Russian, it's very funny. Chuda means wonder, funny wonder. Okay, another one is Sani. Sani is actually the very detached monks. Very detached monks, and they sometimes they appear in a crowd naked, without any dress, and they don't care about all kinds of rules and regulations. That's why smarter brahmanas always criticize them. They just don't care about anything, rascals. So they fight with the smarter brahmanas. And smarter brahmanas, there's another deviation that love of God can achieve only by brahmanas. Nobody else can achieve love of God, only us. If we have this, we can achieve love of God. That's all. So another one is Gauranga Nagari. Gauranga Nagari, from Bengali's translation, Gauranga means hero, and Nagari, like, you know, I'm a gopi and Krishna is, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So they worship Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, and so we have a leelas, we have a cheap leelas. I mean, without knowledge, without detached, without real knowledge. So another one is aulas. Aulas, another, it's aulas is they just enjoy gross sex. They like to enjoy gross sex, and they imitate. They imitate Krishna having sex with the other girls, other women. This is another deviation. I'll do it shortly because it's, I didn't do it in time. Probably I have some more. Okay, I'll do it fast. Baulas, another one. Baulas is a another word for baula is vatula, means crazy. So they're crazy musicians, traveling musicians. They're traveling and sing nicely and travel. Another word is professional musicians. So they actually, baulas, they sing very nicely, very beautifully. So we shouldn't be proud when some of our kirtaniyas beautifully chant, oh my gosh, I'm so good. So be careful, this is it could be another deviation. So another one, Saki Beki. Saki Beki from Bengalis, it's Beki is a dress, right? Dress? So in other way, they dress as a gopis and imitate gopis. You know, it's like, you know, it's very funny looking, you know, when the man dressing as a woman and dressing is like transgender. All right. Okay, so another one is, the last one is Jati Gosani. Jati Gosani, they think that this is actually, I'll say they are relatives of the relatives of Lord Chaitanya's followers or close association. Descendants, yeah, descendants of the close association of Lord Chaitanya's entourage, right. So we explain this, this is only a little bit, and we know that in this world so many deviations, Sai Baba, this and that, and those, so many mixture, mutations of this desire to get higher goal cheaply. So, and Jiva Goswami explains different point of view how the false religion start to sprout and deviate. He said that all forms of false religion arise as a result of the three nama-aparadas. Who can say what are these three nama-aparadas? Out of 10. Every morning we chant this apparatus, 10 offenses of the Holy Name. Yeah, disobey is one of them. Disobey of spiritual master. Vaishnava parad. And the third one? Shruti Smriti Ninda. So this is the three, Jiva Goswami explained, this is the three things that criticizing of the sadhus, to belittle the guru, to give your own interpretation to the shastra. And who reading every day the Srila Prabhupada's everyday quote. So today's quote to a letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. It's one of them. A spiritual master is always liberated. In any condition of his life, he should not be mistaken as ordinary human being. This position of the spiritual master is achieved by three processes. Sadhana Siddha, one who is liberated by executing the regulative principles of devotional service. Kripa Siddha, one who is liberated by mercy of Krishna or his devotee. Nitya Siddha, one who is never forgetful of Krishna throughout his whole life. These are the three features of the perfection of life. Letter to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, June 21, 1970. So, I have. Give me another 10 minutes, and we will try to finish up. So, Jiva Goswami explained that out of this goes another sprout, another things sprout out of these offenses. Another three is kama loba, siddhi loba, and mukti loba. So when he categorized these three desires: karma loba, siddhi loba, mukti loba. That means karma, yoga, and mukti, liberation. So when you mix these three desires with the higher goal, another mutation is going on. Another mutation, from Kamaloba. Kamaloba, it's come out with a mixture of the higher goals, coming contamination of karma mimamsa. In this case, the person who make a mixture of this, he make prominent shastras and minimize gurus and sadhus. So, you know, karma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa means we don't need even God. We just do whatever shastra says. Karma mimamsa, Krishna will give us whatever we like, we desire. We desire this, we desire this, we do this, we do that, we'll get it. Okay, this is a contamination of karma mimamsa. Another contamination, the second, when we make a mix siddhi loba with the higher desire, this another hybrid comes up, contamination of yoga. We make prominent guru and minimize sadhus and shastra. So in other words, guru is everything for us, and we don't care about sadhus, we don't care about the shastras. I have a guru, like Sai Baba's followers. We have a guru, we don't need anybody else. He will give us everything. He will give us the gold, whatever we need, all kinds of focuses. So the third contamination, another hybrid, comes from mukti loba and higher goal. We get the contamination of jnana. That means we make a prominent sadhus and minimize guru and shastras. Sadhu. That's mayavada. You know, when the mayavadi comes, comes, how they greet? Namo Narayana, you are God. All of us, Namo Narayana, we're all God. This is another deviation, right? We think, well, Namo Narayana, we all Narayanas. This is another deviation. So, give me 5 more minutes and I'll round it up. So these are crossbreedings, actually illegal. Krishna explains. This is illegal. And in this shloka, Shishupanishad shloka number 12 that we just read. What we read? It's very interesting that we read at the end about the... Where am I? Uh-huh. Yeah, about the Shishupanishad mantra 12. A person in ignorance of the principle of religion, who therefore does nothing in a matter of religion, is far better than a person who misguides others in the name of religion. That means if I'm okay if I'm honest karmi, honest materialist. I don't care about I have a desire, material desire. I try to satisfy it. I worship to the demigods. I worship to wherever to get my desires fulfilled. They are honest, at least, and atheist also honest. In that case, they just they don't care. Guru, sadhu, shatras, they don't care. It's okay. I just don't touch me. I will live my own life as I know. But the mantra 12 explains that those who are deviate, thinking that I can get higher goal cheaply, he goes to even darker places of hell. You know why? Because they're trying to cheat. They have this cheating mentality between me and Krishna. I want to get Krishna without paying full price. And this full price need to be paid in order to achieve higher goal. And two most important thing we should hold, we should keep in mind, that when we try to practice spiritual life, even though we know that we have a material desires and pray to Krishna, I'm bad, I'm dirty, Krishna, please forgive me. But the difference between that hypocrites and us, we should honestly admit, I'm bad, I'm dirty, I'm full of Krishna, help me. And we shouldn't keep that material desires. You know, offense number 10. We should not keep material desires. We should give up them. Try to give up. We should pray to Krishna. But these deviators, they're keeping their material desires, even though they want to get higher goal. It's like sitting on two chairs, trying to sit on two chairs and get the both results. Get material desires fulfilled and get spiritual desires fulfilled. But no, spiritual life is not like that. You have to choose either material goal or spiritual goals. Srila Prabhupada said they go ill together, right? Spiritual and material life. The antidote. Yeah, I wanted to tell you about the antidote of this. So the antidote of all this is a strong faith in these three aspects. Faith that Guru, Sadhus and Shastra will save me. We should not minimize them. No Guru, no Sadhus, no Shastra. We should accept wholeheartedly. And we should hear attentively about the glories of Krishna from authorized persons, like we read here in our purport. Srila Prabhupada gives that description from the sixth canto, chapter 3. Actually, in this sixth chapter, sixth canto, chapter 3, in the purport to the verse 19 or 20, I believe, Srila Prabhupada explains, actually, to understand spiritual topics is very easy if you adhere to parampara. Parampara from these 12 authorities or their representatives. If you get it through parampara, it's very easy to achieve. If you will not concoct different kinds of methods, concoct new methods, it will be very difficult, you know. But easy process, if you have a faith, yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurav tasya te kathita hyartha prakashante mahatmanaha. So if you have a full faith in gurus and Krishna, in your guru and Krishna, you will achieve that higher goal easily, automatically. Yeah, in this verse it's explained, you automatically achieve the higher goal. So this strong faith is very important. And we should, if we see the result that our faith is strengthened and our material desires goes away, that means we in a proper path. And we're doing everything is correctly. So I'm stop here. Thank you very much for your patience. I hope I didn't take much of your time. Maybe anybody has comments or questions, please.
Hari Bol. Yeah. So in this Kali Yuga, deviation will always be there. Even in Christianity, there are 2,000 different sects, Islam, so many hundred sects, Hinduism, different things. But let us say within the Vaishnava community, we follow what Prabhupada wants, attend the programs, chant 16 rounds, follow the principles. Devotees who are trying to do that most, they should be emulated and esteemed. And those that are not, then we should try to encourage them. But, you know, this is the basics, you know, at least within our community.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada gave us simple process. Yes, Prangavin Prabhu wanted to add something.
If you trace all these 13 upasampradaya, they're not sampradaya, upasampradaya.
Means did I say sampradaya?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, sorry. Upasampradaya.
Yeah. But if you trace, I give you an example, one or two. Like for an example, you say is Darbesh. Darbesh originally started from the Muslim tailor in Sivas Thakur house. Mm-hmm. That Mahaprabhu glanced to him and he revealed his spiritual identity, because that Muslim tailor was serving Sivas, his whole family, four brothers, since long time. Even though he's a Muslim, he was drinking a wine which is not authorized according to, but he had an eagerness to serve. So Mahaprabhu blessed him, he got Krishna plan. But then when he went back to his village, he also made everybody devotee, but there is no training, no rules, regulation. As a result, they claim, we are from Mahaprabhu's line, we are, but there is no teaching, nothing. So Darbesh started from deviation in that way. But original root is there. Another example, like Jat Gosai. Jat Gosai is Advaita Acharya, had 6 children. 3 are very nice. But the other 3, Jagdish, Balaram, they deviated. What is the deviation? Advaita Acharya told him, it's in Adilila chapter 12 and 17, Prabhupada repeated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the origin Krishna. Advaita Acharya, his expansion, Mahavishnu, Sadashiv, mix. He is never origin. But these 3 sons, they say, Mahaprabhu in the Radharani's mood, he's Radharani. And our father is the Krishna, origin, God. And they will not accept. So Advaita Acharya himself said that they will, their own faith towards me will destroy their own bhakti. And there is still today, there's thousands of followers are there. They think like this. So originally started from that, but there was no proper teaching. If we can study Prabhupada's book, our acharyas, properly, then those things will be there always.
Yeah.
You know, each one if you analyze. But as you mentioned very nicely, that yes, we should study and follow 16 rounds, four regulative principles. Then we'll be protecting ourselves by the mercy of Prabhupada. Thank you for bringing out those 30.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was thinking to give another topic, but after listening of Maharaj, it's inspired me, because he touched, at the end of his class, he touched about the deviation. I was started thinking how to open that. It's a big topic, actually.
Yeah, it is a big topic.
Anybody else has a question, comments? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. It was very, it was a really nice class. I really appreciated it and all the information. And I felt like it's really important to hear this more and understand it. And because I think in our movement, you know, there's a lot of danger of these things. It's already there in some cases. And it's something that, you know, it's kind of tricky because you don't want to be a fault finder, but at the same time, sometimes devotees are kind of put up on pedestals, but it's hard to see that they're doing the simple things that Prabhupada gave us, rising early in the morning and chanting and so on. And so it's a little troublesome. It's kind of scary. And I wondered also where to read more. Like, you gave the points from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I've seen that. But Srila Jiva Goswami, where can I read more about that?
One of the Sandarbhas, I forgot which of them. But I heard this from our famous preacher, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He's the best. He's the best. I made this conspect out of his. He reads a lot from all kinds of Puranas, all kinds of Shastras, and he's very nice. Now he's giving class in Hindi. Recently, he just started Hindi classes. I said, "Ooh, my gosh, he's so good."
And that yesterday, Maharaj mentioned, you know, one personality who's being worshipped, like they offer tulsi to his feet, and there's, you know, devotees from ISKCON that will kind of go and mix there, and so again, I just wanted to say that it's important. This class that you gave, I feel, is so important because we really need to be more familiar and be more, discerning about these things and careful.
We should be honest to ourselves, first of all. We should be honest. We all have all the information. It's very simple information. If we're just honest, we just will be easy. Mother Gatnika wants to say.
Yes, we must be so vigilant in our own practice. And you pointed out that pride is the quality that is there in one who is deviant. It's funny, it's interesting, because how to even point out to them that there's deviation. They're too proud to accept that.
Mm. Yeah.
How do we do that, if we dare? I mean, like, you know, rather than fault find.
Repeat again your question.
How do we even approach anyone
who is proud?
Who is deviating?
Oh.
Or do we? Is that our business? Or, you know what I mean? We can see so many defects. Deviations, maybe, but
it's a very difficult topic about how we can correct proud people. Because we might also be proud, and we might think that we are right and they are wrong. Maybe somebody can answer.
Well, I have a question on that.
Mm.
Prabhupada said, Sahajiyasam is bad, but it is worse when our people will take in our movement. And I was contemplating for, why did Prabhupada write that?
And means, when our people in our movement?
Sahajiyas are bad,
but
it is worse when our people, that means Prabhupada sees or saw at that time that Inishkan Sahajiyasam will be there.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, why Prabhupada would say, am I right or wrong? Prabhupada said it is worse when our people will take that. Wow, that scared me. So we need to know that, what Sahajiyasam means.
Yeah. It's in our heart too. Yes,
Well, in defense of all the bogus people out there, well, in one sense, they're all a mess. You know, we're in the material world. And on some level, they're looking for spiritual life. And we're saying deviation, it isn't like a Catholic Church thing. It's like, you know, as Vaishnavas, hopefully we're focused on pure devotional service, and everything about the conditional realm is a deviation from pure devotional service. So we're trying to get ourselves, as you said, and help others get focused on that path of experiencing something that's natural to the heart, which is pure devotional service. So, you know, just try to help them. I mean, they're proud, they're not proud, you do what you can. I mean, but ultimately they're going to have to flip their own switch.
So Nahusha explained pride nicely. He said when he fell from heaven...
Nahusha. Mm.
He was made king of heaven, really, and then he was coerced by the rishi. He said opulences, when one gets opulences, like wealth, fame, beauty, strength, all these things, make you very proud. So when he went to the heavenly planet, he was even served by the great rishis and stuff. You know, and he had all opulences. So he got so proud, he kicked one of the rishis, and then he was coerced, you know. So Yudhishthira was asking him, how you came to this deplorable situation? And he says, wealth and knowledge and all these opulences make you really proud, puffed up, you know, and then gradually, you know, the pride, you know, comes from them, some way or the other.
Thank you for that point. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Om.